Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank appeals documents, 1913, 1914, page 1553, slide. Visible translated text is as follows, upon the crime and its perpetrator. These assistants gave their time to it for weeks and months, under the guidance and direction of ourselves, and each of these reports was investigated and verified in an effort to bring to light every fact and circumstance connected with the crime. We in person conferred with every person of whom we had any knowledge who was in any position to know the circumstances surrounding Frank's life before and after he reached Atlanta, the facts and circumstances of the crime, and any facts or circumstances throwing light upon whom was the perpetrator of the crime. Prior to the trial, and until after the original motion for new trial was overruled, we did not know Mary Rich and had never seen her. We did not know before the trial, and until after the original motion for new trial was overruled, that Mary Rich would testify that she knew Jim Conley, that on April 26, 1913, at about 1:15 p.m., she saw Jim Conley come out of the alley immediately in the rear of the National Pencil Factory, that Jim Conley came to where she was running a lunch stand on wheels and bought a 20-cent dinner from her, and after purchasing said dinner, carried same in his hand and went back in said alley in the direction of the pencil factory. We had tried persistently to determine and develop Conley's movements on the day of the murder, but were unable to discover the existence of anyone who knew the facts testified to by Mary Rich. We did not know at the date of the trial, and did not know until the motion for new trial was overruled, that, on the note written on the yellow carbon order blank, about 8 lines from the bottom of the sheet, there was the faint scrawl of H.F. Becker, sought to be erased, but which is discernible under a microscope. And that also, on said note, is the date September 1909, sought to be erased, but which is discernible under a microscope, together with the serial number 1018. That said sheet was a duplicate of a requisition sent to the Cotton States Belting and Supply Company in September 1909 by said H.F. Becker, who was master mechanic at the National Pencil Company at that time, and whose business it was to secure and obtain supplies for the National Pencil Com.